This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With Election Day just hours away, and with the acknowledgement that, yes, millions of people have already voted, there are four little letters campaigns are focused on right now. GOTV. Get out the vote. And when you look at this country's history of voter participation in midterm elections, well, suffice to say, those campaigns have a whole lot of work to do. But this year, some big companies have been pushing their employees to get to the polls, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
It's true that voter turnout in midterm elections historically hasn't been great, but it certainly doesn't help that we make elections happen on a workday. Dean Carter helps run HR at Patagonia, the outdoor brand.
In 2014, you know, almost 36% of people who were eligible to vote said there was some conflict between work or school and voting. So we thought, are we part of the problem?
This year, Patagonia and more than 300 companies are giving employees some paid time off to go vote. Patagonia is shutting its stores for the entire day. Others are trying to make Tuesday a little less of a drag.
We've already done a big calendar block on that day that reminds everybody to get out to vote and blocks their calendars from other meetings.
That's Anna Walker at Levi Strauss & Company, which is giving employees 2 to 5 hours off to vote, depending on their role. In fact, the Society for Human Resource Management says 44% of companies are giving workers paid time off on Election Day. Walker says Levi's employees have been telling the company they want to be more politically engaged.
They were participating in the Women's March, and the orientation was shifting that way, and they were asking us a lot of questions.
While the companies say the effort is nonpartisan, some companies have an interest in the outcome of the vote. Patagonia endorsed two Democrats running for Senate this year, John Tester in Montana and Jackie Rosen in Nevada. Michael McFaul, a political scientist at Stanford, published a letter encouraging companies and universities to provide paid time off for students and workers to vote. McFaul says hourly workers in the service sector, like retail employees, are the least likely to participate in elections because they don't have the flexibility of, say, a banker or a professor.
If you have kids and you got to pick up or dinner to put on the table, it's actually hard to vote. And so that creates resentment towards companies.
Some states require companies to provide time off to vote, but there's no federal law. McFaul says CEOs are best positioned to help improve voter turnout.
Just give people a couple hours of time to vote. They'll feel good about America. They'll feel good about their company. And they'll be more engaged in the political process.
At his restaurant in Davis, California, Ali Mohadam says he has gone over ballots with his staff before every election since 2008.
After the lunch rush between like 3 to 5, where it's kind of slow, I like go over it with them. And I like, if they have any questions about the propositions, I tell them like what it means and what I'll do and stuff like that.
He also forces his staff to get flu shots every year. And like a vaccine helps prevent others from catching the flu and missing work, he says helping employees vote makes sense from a business perspective, too.
You do this kind of thing, not only is it good for your business, it shows your coworkers that you care, and they end up appreciating and just being better workers for you.
He tends to lean libertarian and toward pro-business causes, but he says he tries to stay neutral when he helps his employees go to the polls. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.